You know where you're at. It's your favorite group of misfits. Hood rat, doing hood rat stuff with the hood rat friends.
You know what they say. Shaking things up.
Yeah. Shake it more than twice, then you're playing with it.
Mm. Dutch rudder.
I was like, wait a minute, what?
You never heard that before?
I have.
What do you mean never heard that before?
I've heard of it.
What it means is like if you're peeing and you shake it more than twice,
you're playing with it. What if you've just got a leaky faucet, dude?
Then you need to
when chicks take the gasoline dispenser out of the gas tank, they don't shake it. Only guys do it. They don't.
What the
fuck? That's funny.
They don't shake it. Yeah, they just fucking pull it out and let it dribble like their underwear, dude, and then it gets all crusty. Women.
I mean, that's what they like, though. They like to just pull it out and let it dribble, dude.
Hey, well, welcome back to the Lost Minds podcast. I bet if you didn't know where you're at, now you're here.
Lost Minds podcast. Where
you're in it. You're getting into it.
Yeah, deep into it. Like, how many inches? Like,
dude, they'll be all upset, dude. Do you wipe your, but when you get done peeing, like, wipe the tip of your pee?
Like, you just shake it twice really hard.
Yeah, we should invent like a machine that
breaking the porcelain and shit. Whatever happened to the top of that toilet lid and stuff like that? Dude, you'd tell everybody, right? You'd be like,
no, I wouldn't.
Dude, it's not my fault.
It was already like that.
Call Jet Li, dude, up in here, dude. I got some shit that fucking breaks shit that he can't break shit with.
You call it the 1-inch punch. Yeah.
the 1-inch flick.
Yeah, doesn't he do that? Isn't it like a death of the 1-inch death punch or some shit? It's like,
but yours is
that's on Kill Bill. Is that real? Is that legit?
Yeah, he does it.
Yeah, one hit like that, and then I turned to stone, dude.
Also, Jet Li's killed someone
with his bare hands. I've seen.
Nah,
he stopped a heart or some shit. Is with
his 1-inch punch, dude.
I doubt that.
Myth is, I guess you could say. Or
his hand was also so fast, dude.
I'll pull it up.
That he can take a rose out of a fucking 60-mile-an-hour car driving past him. Plucked it out of the fucking
window.
There's a video of him. Look it up, dude.
Those are fake.
Dude. They're not fake, dude. He does it. It's like, and he goes.
Definitely does not, dude.
Dude, bro.
Wait, what was the first one we were just really talking about before that?
One-inch punch.
The 1-inch punch. Yeah, that was a
flicking the dicks, dude.
Yeah. We should create a freaking machine that's like a bunch of tongues. It's like spinning in circles. So you could just, it's like, cleans it off.
What's it for, dude? What are you going to do that for? The power punch.
So you're not flicking it.
Just like sweaters, though.
You just kind of lean over.
It'd be used by your partner than it would by you.
Yeah. That would actually be pretty good fucking
straight up just
amount of money, dude.
There's like an illustration, dude. Stent. You want me to teach everybody at home how to do it?
Okay. Teach me
how
to do it.
It's just that easy, dude. Six easy steps, dude. One, stand with your dominant foot forward, knees bent, striking arm low, slightly bent, and an elbow position. Admir, do that for the people at home.
Okay. Stand right here, Brian. I'm going to 1-inch punch you right in the heart, dude.
Listeners.
Doubt, dude. Yeah.
But then it shows them, like, it shows it. Put your hand 1 inch away from your target. See? It shows on the diagram. Approximately 1 inch.
Yeah. I mean, this is 1 inch for me, so.
Yeah, you're just like all the way up the tree, Superman punches through the air.
Yeah. This is the longest.
It says straighten both legs rapidly, drive your hips and leading shoulder forward. So you're like,
That's
what it looks like. Look at him, dude.
And then what happens to the dummy?
Then he extends elbow. And
that's a child he's punching in this illustration.
He's a baby.
No, that's what it's meant for. It's neutralize without damage. It just shuts off your nervous system so you fall asleep.
Yeah. Everyone's like we want to hear some low bullshit way of doing it. We want to know, did he kill somebody? We will find out.
Nah, dude.
Dude,
ain't never killed nobody.
Watch the one where he gets a rose out of a car, bro. That shit's real, dude.
Dude, I watched freaking Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Neverland. And now that's how I see Bruce Lee, dude.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just kidding.
What did he do in that?
Never watched that?
No, never watched.
He fights
uncultured
Brad Pitt in there because they end up like arguing about something. Let's see here.
Why is this here, dude? You guys know how I am. Can't have toys on the fucking table. I'm picking them up and playing with them.
Where's that dildo at?
All right. Did Bruce Lee ever kill anyone in real life?
No.
there's no evidence to suggest that Bruce Lee has ever killed anyone.
I never said anything
with the one-inch punch, dude.
He does one-inch punch, but he doesn't.
If he does it, someone would be dead.
Google straight trash, dude. It will not pull up what you want.
So me and Jet Li have the same amount of experience with a one-inch punch.
He knocked a man 16 feet backwards. 16.4 meters was a measured at least.
That's pretty good, dude.
Nah, dude.
And that guy probably, like, you know, knew how to take a punch.
Okay, dude, do
the video of him taking a rose from a moving car.
That's even worse. Okay.
Or a flower. Dude, it's real, dude. Like, you can't tell me they faked it back then. He does it in the video. He goes, he's that fast, bro. Or he was that fast. He passed away. R.I.P. Yo. Greatest ninja.
That's early YouTube, dude.
Would you say he was a ninja?
No.
If he was born in that time period where ninjas were around, do you think he could have been one?
No.
What? Maybe a samurai?
No.
Maybe an elite warrior?
No.
Maybe like a king's guard?
Maybe.
Like a.
He'd probably be Jackie Chan's guard.
If they were both born in the same time zone? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Jackie Chan was pretty good. Like, what would Jackie Chan be?
Have you watched Fallout before?
Yep.
So you know the squires that the knights that's what he would be.
He'd be a squire
for sure. Dude.
Hmm.
He'd carry around Jackie Chan's shit.
That was a big bag for a little bit of stuff in it, dude.
Not seeing anything.
What I got from that.
It's a big gun,
dude.
I don't see it in here, dude. I don't think the.
Are you seriously like that bad at Googling stuff? Are you on YouTube or are you on Google,
dude? I'm on Google right now.
Talk too much shit about.
Type
Google.
On YouTube, dude.
Stealing flower. From car?
Moving car. Taking flower from moving car, dude. I bet there's people out there right now that are like, I've watched the video 5 times and the time it's taken you to fucking pull this video up.
Dude, you might have to pull that up, dude. You brought that one to the table.
Oh, dude. My gosh, dude. Why do you always got to get me
Bruce
when I'm
Lee
not even...
Or Jet Li, dude, would it say? We need a professional. People want to be on the podcast. We need a Jamie. Really help out. Thank you. Well, that would be nice, but... It is. So is it Bruce Lee, Jet Li?
Was
it somebody else, dude?
I don't know.
He can't even find
it. Yeah, he's like, it sucks,
dude. It was a fucking
dude.
Commercial for Kia or something, dude.
No, it wasn't, dude.
Yeah, it was.
I just can't. Google. Maybe it's it like was. Why you got to confuse me with who it was, dude?
It's like the Van Damme one or whatever when he's like doing the splits for the Volvo trucks and shit. And he's like, got the Inya song playing and shit. He's like doing the splits. I don't even know if it's Inya, but he's like.
Who can say when the room?
Damn, that shit fucking slapped, dude.
It did at the time.
There was maybe depressing. There is new music that comes out like that or whatever, but
maybe
I recommended the Footloose.
It just reminds you of like the past, and then you just listen to the little shit, and it's even better.
Oh yeah, I still do, but I was cracking up the other day thinking I was recommended the Footloose or whatever that movie. I was like, I thought it was pretty interesting.
Prime?
Yeah, on Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to this guy's review of it, The Critical Drinker. He always does, like, movie reviews. It's so funny. He was shitting all over it for all the reasons I liked the movies. I was like, oh, fuck. Dude, it was so funny. Because they're like, Conor McGregor's acting sucked. I was like, dude, horrible. I liked it, dude. I liked how he just walked in there and shit. I'm like, what the fuck's this going on here, dude? I'm like, all right.
Well, he was just, like, that classic version of the dude, right? That's just like, what do we have here?
Yeah, you know? You're like, what the fuck? Yeah. But it was so funny.
It worked.
Yeah, Critical Drinker, that dude, he had a funny thing. He's like, imagine Conor McGregor walked on set, and they're like, yo, act like a badass and shit. And he just did that shit, and then everyone was too scared
Where
to tell him no.
Where is everybody at?
What was that guy's name, dude? I forgot his name and shit. Because he kept calling him out. That shit was cracking
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Him. Yeah, he kept like, Conor McGregor kept calling his name out and shit like that. It was funny, but it cracked me up because... For sometimes, in some movies, the things that, you know, you might end up liking are the things that people shit on.
Well, that's why, like, reviews, like Rotten Tomatoes, right? It's all subjective. They always shit on good movies.
It is interesting. For me, dude, the most time, I feel like I never know when the movie comes out. All of a sudden, everyone's like, yeah, it's already went through movie theaters and it's in fucking movies.
Mm-hmm. You can rent it at Blockbuster.
Yeah, well, which you can't even do anymore now. I guess you just stream it or do it on whatever. It's like, oh, shit, okay, dude. Well, we don't have shots, dude, but should we fucking do one of these little shots, dude? Here, I'll give
you one. What are these?
These are the little probiotic ones instead,
oh,
dude.
Shit. Let's do it.
We're going to do a little one of these thingies, dude. You know, you got to get your probiotics in, dude, as well, dude. Sometime, dude.
What do we have here?
You'll be shooting. Whoa. Is this thing real?
Carly, I'm here for your father.
Okay, maybe I can't find it because
fucking fake, dude.
Because the Mandela effect. I think in my universe,
the full moon, the eclipse that just happened, dude.
There was a reset, dude, and you guys didn't make it through the reset. I did, and unfortunately, like, but it's okay. I remember you guys.
You're not updated, and we are.
Remember,
you're still operating you guys, on fucking. Dude. But I made it to the new.
Is there any video? Maybe you've seen somebody else do it. Is there? I was even trying to just Google videos of that, and there was nobody doing it.
Cheers, boys.
Yeah, it was a fucking Kia commercial, guaranteed, dude.
Cheers to whoever did that one.
With a little hamster that had a rose in its mouth, and it was driving fast. Which
those are delish.
Those little hamster cars can only go like 75, I think.
Like bobbing their little heads. Mm-hmm. Those aren't too bad. That's good advertising right there. That's the way to do it. Makes you hooked on phonics. I find it weird though. I wanted to like talk to you guys about like words.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say something.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna be like, "What's this wart?"
All right, dude, I gotta tell you guys about this.
It's on the tip of my.
I always find it weird that as people start using certain words, they just start like going around like slaps. Gaslighting is a word that I heard. Everyone's like, "Oh, they're gaslighting you," or doing this. That's. I feel like that word when I was, I don't know, fucking 15, 18. I hardly ever heard that word. Probably never heard that word. Now, I swear everybody uses it when they're usually talking about certain things or certain things like that.
That's funny,
too. Is that gaslighting? Is that this? It's like it becomes in the atmosphere. It's like how everyone's like diagnosed and everyone's just like you know, everyone, every time I'm talking to them, they're like, "Oh, shit, dude, what are you, autistic?" I'm like, "What are you, a fucking doctor?"
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. That'd be fucking crazy, but you never know because it's just weird. Everybody just starts, you just start getting... I don't know, weird names and everything. Reminds me of the freaking Eskimos when they have like a ton of words for snow because we have, you know, sleet, ice, whatever, hail and shit, I guess, but it's like that shit for like brain things.
I think it's just because we're being more connected. You know what I mean?
So like, get in there.
So like there's a lot more connection so you can get on like X or whatever and you could see what everybody else is doing.
X, what's X? But Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What the fuck,
I thought you meant like ecstasy. I was like, damn, bro. He's like, dude, you connect, dude, in the hive mind, dude.
When you're on
you
X,
get
dude.
Into X, bro.
Oh, your nipples get so hard.
Yeah, dude. Your nipples
have
send
you ever
out
nipple
those
touched with another dude?
Radio
I feel
signal.
Like you just explained the meaning behind the word X. It's ecstasy, so it connects people.
Mm. Have you seen them so that it's the Freemason symbol, dude?
Hmm?
Have you seen them show that the X is the Freemason? I'll call it Twix.
Dude, you can make anything if you put enough fucking editing into it.
X is so shitty, though,
if you just
dude.
Bent the edges of the X, swastika.
The name is just so... It sounds so... What do you send out an X? I'm going to send out a fucking tomahawk. What is it? Like?
Because
you have a tweet
star.
Or like a Twix. Send out a star? I send out a fucking...
What about X, 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 text, 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 text?
I send out a
text.
You're sending a text.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I don't get it, though. Maybe it's a bird. Because, like, if you turn it a little bit, you know, a part of the X is the tail. There's the two wings and then the head. Could be a bird.
No, I think Elon Musk already explained it.
What did he say?
He's X marks the spot. Like that. I mean, he named his kid, like, fucking Pythagorean theory and shit like that.
Didn't he name
Pythagorean
his
theorem, dude.
He named him Twix X. or whatever, right? Or
he had shit. Numbers in his name, I think. No? It was, like, a license plate.
Yeah.
He's like, well, me and my wife got married, and our cars were parked next to each other, and I just read the license plates, and I liked the two license plates together. So that's what we named our first kid.
Yeah, I seen it. It looked
PB3MYZ 125463.
He took it to the next level, dude.
So this is what everybody kind of hints to on the X. So you see how in the Freemason, if it looks like this, you know, and then you cover that, that makes the X. So essentially,
wait, what are you covering? The G?
Half of it. So if you look at it like here, I'll remember videos. I don't click on a video. But you see how that's the Freemason symbol right there where it's the V.
Oh my God. So wouldn't it be a double X?
So that would be X. That's a new symbol for X. The Twitter symbol is just that X with a thick bar and a thin
bar. Yeah, but
if
we've learned anything from all the videos we've watched in the past, Freemasons is the way, isn't it?
I don't know. If you're born into it, maybe.
No,
really,
you can become
into
it. You can become it.
No, you can't get to the top tiers without
being
born into
it. So what? But your kids can.
No, you have to, unless they marry into that family, yeah. You squeeze them in there, you could do it that way, yeah.
No, I mean, like, if you become a Mason and you marry a woman that's a Mason and you have a kids together, then your kid will technically be born into it, so then, like, it's like a generational thing, yeah. Right? Like, the first guys obviously don't get it, but then it's, like, the further along.
Until he grows up to, like, 12 years old and you have a Joffrey on your hands, he's like, I'm king. And you're like, fucking little bitch.
If you were in the Masons and you had a kid, what would you name him? Would it be something out of, like, the Bible or something?
Fucking name him Mason. Fucking stone or block. It's like,
it's, name him my favorite type of rock. Yeah. His name would be quartz.
Gemstone.
Brick, maybe? No,
I'm just kidding. Oh, dude. That's deep.
Dude. Just kidding.
Your name is a brick, dude. They could use... Never mind.
Have you seen the...
They'd use you so...
We need you. We need to use that.
Get the gimp.
And they're like, ooh, the final piece. It's like the building and building. They put your ass in there. You're just like, oh, you know those little like golden things they have on the fucking temples? Little trumpet dudes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they like fucking temples. Paint you gold, stick your ass in there.
Eyes and shit, dude. Yeah. I'm like, it's like, that turns into like a weird goosebumps.
Is that statue
thing,
moving?
Dude. Yeah, it's like, you know, like the freaking goosebumps and shit. It's like he wanted to
you know,
be
it,
golden.
It would be like they do to you what the
say
dude
cheese
did in,
and die
in a three people one a bug movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They do that, like stitch it to your freaking face, stitch your hands to it. You're
stitch a trumpet on your butt, dude.
Stitch a trumpet on your butt too.
It's like that movie Tusk or whatever, dude.
Yeah.
The fuck? Let me see here, dude. This we got Kyle Undercover. This dude. Have you seen that videos of him and doing the Freemason one? That Kyle Undercover dude?
Mm-mm. I think you've talked about him before.
Let me pull it up, dude. His video is funny, dude. It was like the ceremony of him. I just imagine a bunch of dudes and shit, like telling their wives, like, she's like, where are you going and stuff to the Freemason thing? What do you even do there, babe? This is
highly classified. Yeah, highly classified. And they're all like chanting. Yeah. I've seen one video of a dude like being like living next to the temple. And, like, he can see right in there, and he just sees them all, like, hanging out in his robes.
That's how I imagine, dude, unless you're, like, really big into it, like, born into it. Like, I can see where Abner's doing that, maybe you marry into it or some shit, you know, and they're, like, bringing you into the family business or something or whatever. Otherwise, like, especially the chapter here, because they have a cool big-ass building and shit, but, like,
we'd have to be
imagine
squires.
They just hang out and probably just fucking yuck it up. I want to get to this guy's little,
taxes, right?
I don't
for
know.
The most part, like the smaller ones, the ones that aren't going to learn all the good shit.
So here we go. So they do weird little things like this. This guy has to, he's going in, he just has to put in his underwear, I guess, so we put it on there.
Yeah, he's fucking, doesn't have a shirt on.
The best is red, dude. You get a little blindfold on. You like make him do shit like this, which is like, you know, totally harmless, but like, oh, he looks at him, he's dressed like a king. He gets to be the king. That's why he goes, babe, I'm important. The girl's like, he gets home and shit, and she's like, your fucking shit's everywhere. I'm not your fucking mother. Fucking move your shit, you know?
Yeah, why are your robes like, all over them?
I'm a king. I'm a fucking king.
In another place, I'm a king. Woman.
Like, sound like a dumbass. It's mine.
They worship me.
What of them, they're doing like mock deaths or whatever and shit, which is still kind of weird, but like, it's just funny, dude. It kind of reminds me of that, but.
They didn't do that shit.
There's a thing, though, where it's
like, yeah. So they're like chilling in there with their little things.
I want a community of just like.
Well, we know a guy.
Fit women.
A guy that you allegedly. Did you tell that story about how the freaking guy swiped that gun?
I don't think I have. Not on here, no.
Dude, freaking. That guy invited me, remember? And you
oh, yeah,
before,
he did.
Dude, he was like.
Well, he invited you, never invited me.
That's the only way to go to Freemason, is you have to be invited and shit. And they're like, hey. But because we talked about fucking bullshit YouTube videos, and he's like, yeah, dude, we have people come in here. And then they even talked about that's how they get you in there, because they have cool speakers come in.
But
shit.
He knew you, right?
Yeah, he knew. He was an estimator.
Yeah,
he
so he's inviting you.
Yeah.
And he, like, knew who you are, like,
just
a goofball. And he's just like, all right, this is a perfect candidate for fucking Masons.
Maybe he thought, like.
So what's that tell you, man?
No, I don't think he knew we were goofballs.
No, because
we're different
about,
when we're not around you, dude.
Oh, yeah, you're all professional and shit.
Professionals, dude. Like,
no. I was like, I don't know, because we talked about, like, I want to say, like, Vsauce videos or some shit, and I think they just, assume that they are going there, because they do have a lot of speakers and a lot of people that are fairly inquisitive Randall Carlson and them are fucking Freemasons. And they're like, yeah, it's just like a Randall drinking Carlson, club.
Right? It's not, it's not, oh, well, fucking.
Imagine being in his branch.
Jepson got brick for us, guys. All right. That's a, he got one person to join us. How many have you got? Three? All right. So Bobby's the new, you know.
Girl Scout cookies and shit. It's like, they're like fucking counting them up. Well, the funny part about that is I think even when they kind of, because it would be interesting, like that'd be a sale. Yeah, these guys in our sect, you know, they come hang out to those things. Because I think a lot of them are like, yo, I'm smart and shit like that. But it's almost where you see that they showed a study where they were shown the most likely to be people that were most likely to be
murderers.
Were people that usually didn't have, like, were earlier on that didn't have any form of any type of educations. And then there was people at the very end that had been, have really high education, such as, like, doctors and all those kind of things. They tend to actually be easily, like, caught up in scams. It was all the people in between. So it was actually the people that had dropped out of high school tend to be pretty well about picking out scams. They're probably like, because they're like, hey, you can't have fucking to, bullshit a bullshitter, scamming, bitch. Yeah. And then they were showing people that generally went to one form of schooling, or it was the people that I think went into a little bit of schooling had similar to what some of the doctor types did, but I think some of them that only went about halfway in the schooling to some of the further degrees, maybe a bachelor's or whatever. They started more getting through. Yeah, no, they actually went through it a little bit, and they're like, no, you know, this isn't for me, dude, or this isn't kind of, because you end up kind of getting.
So who was the most susceptible, like fucking seniors?
No, the people who graduated.
Yeah, so like with
just graduated
with no doctorate, so the very highest. So they went to school multiple times.
Because they're gullible enough to pay for all that shit.
They are. Well, they're very specific.
Really
in
good
there.
Sense. Just because they've been stuck in school since.
And they're so fucking smart on one little thing. They're like, I'm not a rocket science. Yeah. And it is kind of like that. Sometimes they're like so makes smart sense. On that.
So they have no like social skills. No. Unless they can't read people.
Or even if they're like fucking Bill Gates and shit. When like, have you seen him on Ellen in that one? He's like, she's like, how much do you think this, or like, how much would it be? It was for a bag of like chips and shit. He's like, $24 and shit like that. And trying to name the price of the bags and shit and everything. Everything was like crazy amounts of money. It was like, what the fuck, dude? He's never been out to real world. He probably just walks by people and shit. And he's like, I seen a commercial for those new chips. Get them for me. And I guess someone just, they just show up.
Here's $10,000. Go get me a bag of chips.
I know.
I'd love to be his grandson, huh?
Dude, for real.
Grandpa, I need to go. I need some movie tickets.
Well, I haven't
watched it. $500. Can I have $40,000?
He's like, here you go. Here's the movie theater. Buys it for him. No, have you seen the freaking, I haven't watched it yet, but I've seen some clips with the Duncan Trussell podcast. The freaking, he interviewed a Rothschild, like a kid of it.
Did he?
Yeah, dude, I imagine.
Or was it an AI one? Dude, he's been putting out a lot of AI shit.
Maybe it was, but it was like a little fat kid.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Maybe he did. It was a little fat kid that was talking about being in the Rothschild or whatever, and he had talked about going and sitting at different parties with all these other people that make millions, like from Dubai and all these kind of things. And he's like, yeah, usually we chat him up, and that's usually where you kind of go, okay, I'm going to maybe work with this person or that person. He's like, usually there's a lot of networking like that. And I was like, dude, I imagine, especially at that age, but especially when I was seeing that kid, I imagine some dude from like Saudi Arabia and shit. It's like, dude, I'm gonna fucking get everything this unlimited guy. Funds. I'm going to get everything from this kid, dude. He's going to walk over to them and he's like, can I sit down? This is like, I don't know, man. I just feel like it's so crazy with the turning of the child. Everyone talks about the shifting of wealth. You know, I think it's the baby boomers and all that are shifting wealth right now and all this. Dude, that's an interesting one with the freaking quote unquote powers that be and shit. Because have you seen the fucking royals? Oh, the gossip with the royal family, dude. How they basically think Kate is dead or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've been doing a bunch of AI stuff about it.
I think she got
it.
Plastic surgery. I think we talked about this last
time. They say about like stomach cancer or some shit.
No, I think what they did is they actually shipped her, or like, because becoming a queen.
She wasn't a queen.
Well, she was becoming one.
No, she wasn't. Because her and her husband bounced. They're like, we don't want to be part of this anymore.
Yeah, they made that up because they're actually going to another planet to colonize it as Adam and Eve.
That'd be so funny.
That's gross, dude.
I know.
A redhead dude and a fucking...
It's like, an experiment,
that's the other
dude.
That's the other one. That's Harry and Meghan. Harry,
for real?
Yeah, the other one is the one that I think is the AI.
Yeah, because... Yeah, I actually saw a thing where Princess Diana, RIP, her, like... Not bodybuilder.
bodyguard or something?
No, her, maybe it was her bodyguard, but I think it was
pictures
like,
of her, like her freaking tennis instructor or something.
Yeah. And he looked just like him. Harry. I was like, shit.
I remember I was like talking to my mom. But that makes
sense though, because like he was a good looking guy versus what she was up against. You know what I mean?
Cause then, and then you look at that motherfucker. So that's like, I was getting to like with the changing of things. So what Harry is, he's out of it, I guess, right now, cause it'd be William. Yeah, that's the other one. So technically he'd be the one, cause what? The queen died, and then now it's her son, and he's the very last one. Well, it's
King Charles, right?
Yeah, King Charles, and he's, like, basically dead, dude. Yeah, he's done. So imagine that shit. He's like, finally, you know? And then he's, like, basically, what, he's, like, 90. He's got, like, 3 years left. So it's like, oh, shit.
That poor bastard, dude. So that old lady lived a long time, dude.
She wasn't going down.
Do you think they were, like, what do you think was keeping her up?
There was actually a broadcast.
That's what I was thinking, dude. Like, some adrenochrome, dude.
I seen pictures of, like, her people at her log cabin and shit. Just saying, dude.
Looks that suspicious. Went in didn't come out?
No, she's that are very famous, right, dude. No, there was a bunch of people. Jeffrey Epstein. Just Lane Maxwell. And there was shows that were just hanging out of their, like, properties, the royal family's properties.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those pictures, too.
That's so wild, dude.
A lot of them, too, is because of the freaking, what is it, Prince Andrew's the one that got busted? Like, is it notorious? They, like, all exiled them, his family, is there? One of them.
They're
he's
not part
of
it. They're part of Diddy's.
Dude, that was the one. Oh, yeah, we got to fucking go in on that. That shit's wild, too, huh?
Yeah.
Because have you looked at that shit a little bit? The Diddy stuff?
Well, what's her name? Kris Jenner, the mom of the Kardashian girls, is on in a hot seat right now because supposedly she's the one who leaked the Ray J video, Kim Kardashian.
I heard the same shit, dude.
What's the Ray J video?
Do you want to see it?
What is it?
It's a Kim sex Kardashian tape. Getting...
Kim Kardashian's. It went
and
really,
her mom leaked it?
Like, yeah.
Dude, word on the street, her mom got a hold of it and, like, told her to send it back and said, hey, you need to reshoot some of this. And, like, had to redo it or whatever.
What the fuck,
that's
dude?
What I heard. But it's
where'd you hear that from?
It's on the street, dude.
It was on the street, dude. I had someone walking by and he's like, yo, you seen that shit, like the Ray J? I was like, I, like, stopped her, like, what? Hey,
dude, the earth is
like, I'm
flat.
Like, what'd you say, dude? Okay, it was overheard on a conversation, dude. Took it as fact. Mm-hmm. One of them they did a
sounded good, so I went with it.
They actually did a thing on VH1 about who benefited the most off certain scandals because people had certain ones, and they did the Paris Hilton one and fucking Kim Kardashian, and they showed her compared to Paris Hilton's.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, Kim Kardashian, her sex tape was crazy because who was Kim Kardashian? Who is she? She was just a celebrity girl hanging out and shit. Dude, now look at their family, dude. The Kardashian show, all the makeup lines, all the one there was like. Fucking motherfuckers that probably make $19,000 a year sending Kylie Jenner money to let her be a first billionaire or whatever. Yeah. It's like, what? What are you doing? You know, they're like, we're starting a GoFundMe.
Don't hate
like,
the player.
Oh, my God, dude. It's, hey, you know, that's what they say, dude. If you, like, you got to be at least charitable, you know, even if you don't make a lot or you make a lot and stuff, you know, if you're charitable with your money and
things. Yeah, but they don't even know how to, like, cut up a cucumber. Why would you send them money?
Hey, you know.
So they don't need to ever learn.
Because, dude,
that's like, just wild, dude.
They just chew on it. Like,
I don't ask you about your Amaranth subscriptions.
Well, how do you even know?
He's like, she's buying forests, trying to, like,
compete with Bill Gates. She's building wells, dude.
She's
personally going and digging them. That's what she tells me anyway in our private message.
He's like, oh, the perfect idea. It's like an AI. Or maybe it's her. No, it's really her, dude.
Bad English. Like, for $100,
it's going to be her, dude. Word on the street, dude.
Fuck you, bloody.
Sorry, I keep saying that.
Yeah. That'll be the send podcast. Me your bobs.
Yeah.
send bobs.
Send bobs. Freaking word on the street, dude. The bobs are
bobs
sent.
Bobs are in right now, dude.
No, she's bobs buying up all the freaking right now, farmland. The same, I guess, because Bill Gates and Bill Gates or whatever, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or some shit have been buying up a ton of different amounts of farmland and stuff like that. And, same with her. I guess she'd been trying to purchase, like, all these orchards. That's what I heard. She'd been trying to purchase orchards.
That's dope, dude.
So I was like, hey, dude, fucking you can throw some dollars at it, which is so weird because essentially it's like, is it prostitution? Is that? I guess so you're, like,
what?
Paying, sending money to subscriptions and shit.
If you're having sex.
Which is so crazy, dude, because, like, literally it's all free online.
You can get around it, though, if you say you're going to record it.
Oh, and say it's, like, a pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm doing business here, right? You're blocking the shots, dude. The cop's like, oh, shit, actually, all right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so if it's an undercover cop, they'll be like, oh, no, we can't
what
do that.
What are you
that.
Filming, dude? Yeah, you're in my personal space, dude. Now you got to sign a waiver. I ain't paying you, dude. Maybe, dude, you
the cop goes with it.
You're like, hold this camera, dude, and a light. Make yourself useful. The cop's like, shit. All right, dude. He's like, back up, guys. He's like, put your squad cars right here, dude. He's like, we'll get the fucking squad lights in the back.
Yeah, dude, that'd be a good one, dude.
Like, set it up, dude.
Red light, blue.
Come out with your hands up.
Put the gun down. It's attached to me.
Like, yeah.
Come and take it. It's like six hot babe cops, dude. They're like,
I'm liking where this is going.
In SWAT uniforms, but the butt cheeks are cut out.
Is it like freaking?
And the bobs are out.
The bobs are out.
Whoa! It's a freaking. It's like that armor they have in the video games where it's like. Have you seen that shit?
Yeah. Like, yeah, the less armor, the better.
Yeah, the less armor, the better.
There you go. We have the best SWAT team in America.
Armored. They can take on a bulldozer, dude. Mm-hmm.
Let's see if they can take Admir's gun.
Oh, dude, that would be the best for the guy. Who's that dude that welded up his bulldozer?
7 seconds later, Admir's like,
Not even that. 5.7 seconds.
It's just like Admir's busts in there and shit, and he's like, freeze. Everyone's like, oh, my God. Drop that fucking cannon. Admir's like, I can't. It's attached to me. And they're like, what? Fucking, they didn't even notice that he had a fucking gun in his hand.
Stitched.
Dude, he's ready. Yeah. Fucking one arm, dude. Stoked
this is
bone,
speed
dude.
Two, dude. They stitch it to my hand and I have to keep shooting or else it.
Yeah. Or else I have to keep killing people. It's like crank, dude.
Holy
he has to keep
shit.
Cranking, dude. Or it'd be like, which it would be the, what's that dude? Oh, the, on this fucking Sands of Anarchy. When he gets all nervous, he has to like jerk off. This is like his like a tick, his little like habit or whatever.
That'd be like the worst one, don't you think?
Oh hell yeah, dude! Is that like even? Because have you seen some of the Tourette's ones are interesting? Because I've seen people usually it's like a you know a flitch or like a thing like that.
Shit.
Or they'll shake.
Shit balls.
That one's interesting when people are like.
I don't understand the swearing thing.
Yeah.
Neither do I. But
there's like
is it just like what's in their mind, like what they're thinking of, and then they just
supposedly
say
it's not. It's like I think it is.
Comes from outer space.
Because they're like,
or
you're dumb.
It's like a
you're dumbass.
It's like, have you seen those videos of those like Russian kids like sticking that radio tower that's like really hot with like sticks? It's like playing the radio station.
Oh yeah.
It's like hello. It's like
Back
like,
from
it.
The 65.
That's how they're like taking in that fucking radio signal, dude.
I think to them it's like because what I've noticed is like if they like see somebody that they think is attractive, they'll say things about them. And I think it's because
yeah. So why isn't it the same thing, right?
What do you mean? Like it is the same thing.
It's always just fuck bullshit.
No. There's that one girl. She's on Twitch, and if she sees somebody that she thinks is attractive, like her tics will.
Oh.
It almost gives her her thoughts away, where she's like, "God, he's hot," or whatever, and then she's like, "I didn't mean to say that. That's not what I meant." But I think it's like. Their subconscious is thinking
it. What a fucking.
So they're like spitting it out.
Let down. If you walk into McDonald's and you see her, you walk up to her and she's like, oh, she's totally going to do it.
And she's like, you fat you piece of shit.
No, she doesn't do anything. She shakes her hand. She's like, how you doing? You're like, fuck.
No ticks. You walk out. She's like, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like,
I've been feeling really
man.
Good. Yeah.
Dumbass. Let him down easy.
Yeah. He's coming over here. Oh, jeez.
He ordered like, way too much.
Why
food.
Is it always the ugly ones?
You're like, oh man, your tics are bad. She's like, nah, I'm honest.
She's like, I'm just an honest person. You're like, they don't call me honest Abe for nothing. You're like, you're not ticking right now. I know, I'm telling you the fucking truth.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's ticking, dude. You ticking me off. Dude.
Yeah.
Get like out of here, buddy. There,
dude. You're all just ticking fucking time. What are you doing here still? Get out of here.
Time, baby.
TikTok, oh, motherfucker. TikTok, get out of here.
Damn, I was trying to pull it.
You're on a live stream, by the way. F's in chat.
You owe me money for being here. You're like, what? How much? My time's valuable. $10,000 a minute.
My time's very valuable. I can't remember what I was even pulling up, but I remember. Because we were talking about that shit.
Dude, are you on X?
Yeah, but I stopped.
As soon as the bobs come up,
I stopped. Oh, this shit. This one, it reminded me of that because when you guys like threats, dude, this is some badass threats right here, dude.
It's just an old lady telling the truth.
Get your ass out of here. If you got license, you
sold it. I mean, I just want a fish, ma'am.
Oh, no, hell, you can't fish. You don't know how to fish. You don't even wear the right kind of clothes. You got damn stupid shoes on anyway. Where'd you get them ugly britches? You asshole.
Oh, that shit fucking cracks me up, dude. She, like, just totally, hey, dude, if you're looking like you got the Amazon special when you go fishing, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking
get that's what
them.
He bought.
Where'd you get them britches?
Oh, that fucking shit cracks me up. You never know, though, dude. Maybe it is like a freaking... Have you seen that shit, the Neuralink shit, where they fucking drilled that shit in that guy's head and he was, like, remote viewing it? I wonder what it's going to be like when someone, like, gets the first virus or some shit.
just like melts your brain.
Dude, I wonder if it does like that, or if you just like fuck with them and shit. It's like
they could see the shit moving.
Dude, Elon's like, I'm gonna make him jerk off.
Like,
his hand just like a robot.
Like, my hand's like, working, no. Guys. Mom, get in here. No, don't come in here. Don't come in here.
Not now.
Is like, everything all right? Let me get in there.
No, his hand's working. Nana, come here.
Oh, shit. Like, everyone, like the whole family gets in there and shit like that. They're like, whoops. Oh my God. That'd be fucking funny, actually. It is interesting, though, we're talking about X and, like, I guess Twitter or whatever. They need to, like, compromise on something. Because what would it be for, like, the sending of the thing? Because it would be like, oh, you're sending a tweet. It don't matter,
dude. People say tweet. I say tweet.
They need to fix their, like, they also need to fix their, like, thread page. Because that shit's fucking wild, dude. Because if you click on anything you click on, there's, like, usually multiple videos. So, like, even this one. So some guy shows his friend, like,
his dick.
His 5,000.
Like, oh, look at my dad's gun.
Look down the barrel, dude. It's fucking... Or you're like, oh, dude, you gotta see this. You gotta see these. They're fucking hollow points. How can you tell? Look in the barrel, bro. There's a guy was showing off his friend's $5,000 TV at the 200 New Year's Eve party, whatever, historic videos. So they just pulled random videos. Mm-hmm. This is actually a guy's cassette tape thing. We can look at that. $10,000. He's like, see, look at it, 99, right before the ball drops, dude. They're just, it's like a basic, like, tube TV, essentially, huh?
$5,000?
That's what it says on there. So this is historic, it's
probably
vids.
Probably a $5,000 dollar it, entertainment
system. Wait, what were we? I was expecting there's something no to happen.
That well, tiny that, TV they're just showing, bucks, they just dude. Put in videos of stuff. So they do classic videos. So, like, look at him, he did ones of, like, certain people crashing in, like, cars or whatever.
Dude, rally racing things. Is so dope.
I thought it was going to be that rally race argument they had.
See, regardless of whatever it is, dude, you literally click on it, dude, and then in Twitter, look at this shit. It goes down to some guy, like, doing some, like, fucking, like, training thing. The next one's, like, a kid. I guess I could block him and
you
shit.
You block
like
him,
that.
Dude. You get rid of him, man.
See, this one's just random.
You're just being lazy.
Visionary.
You're just complaining because life's too easy, man.
Block him, dude. Because what if block the guy's him. Trying to talk shit, dude?
No, because next time I go on another video and I scroll down, I see, oh, this tweet's blocked, this tweet's blocked, this tweet's blocked. And I'm like, hey, it's working.
Shit, nice. That's where all the OnlyFans chicks are, dude.
Oh,
no, like,
dude,
this guy's
all
stupid.
The fucking,
then click on it.
And this dog finally got a wheelchair.
Oh, my God, yeah, dude. And I hate those
like,
kind of videos, too.
What the fuck, dude? This because is like the shit that my dad pays attention to.
In my brain, I imagine those videos, I'm like, that motherfucker probably cut that dog's leg off.
That shit's like hot on Facebook, I bet.
Oh, dude, like the ones
been
where
on
they,
Facebook in so
yeah, they
long,
pick
them
up when
like
they're
the
wounded
best,
and
probably.
Shit, you know?
Yeah.
And they like help them. Like, I'm pretty sure they like, toss that fucker out the car.
And it's like,
I'll pick you up, dude.
It's like the Russian videos where they it's like so set up. They're like a guy sitting down, and then the lady next to him is taking up two seats because her purse is down. And then an old lady gets on the bus and she looks at the seat, but the girl's on her phone, and he's like, oh, I'll get up. And he stands up, and the old lady sits down and says, compassion in the world is what we need. And it's just what the fuck, dude? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like
what we
showing.
Need is democracy.
Dude, there's a ton of videos dun, dun, dun. Of like that. Even
are you still
like,
playing that game or no?
Democracy. I'm not playing very many games, dude. Yeah. I'm working.
I'm poning.
I'm just living life, dude.
I figured, dude.
I thought you were going to say I'm poning at games.
Just went down.
No, dude. I've been getting a green thumb lately, just digging in the dirt, really.
Sure.
You know.
Digging in the dirt.
I'm just trying to be
getting
a...
Getting up them skirts.
You know, it's a hard life. Just
showing where
being
it's
honest going. About it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a farmer.
Nice, I'm just dude. A farmer.
It's honest living.
Yeah.
It ain't... Yeah.
It ain't much.
But it's honest
But it's honest work.
My plot of land.
In there. Like, I seen that video. It's always interesting, too, that it cracks me up with the new short form of content. It's funny how they really could try and condense videos for either if it's TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
And how it'll be, they just add some, like, either intense music or, like, sad music and shit. Because I was showing, like, clicks out of one of them, a Shark Tank, about this guy that wasn't going to sell his product to the one dude because he didn't want to change the price to upgrade it to... be double the price of something because he's selling to farmers. He's like, it's going to farmers. I don't want to charge double the price because then he's like, then I'm ripping all them off and shit like that. And they were like, shows the one guy, like, picks him and he's like playing the music and shit. It's like, he's like, this, he's like, you're honorable and loyal and shit, you know? And everyone's like, qualities, all this kind of shit. Like, birds, it's just.
My favorite ones is where something's going on and the person's just like, their face is just sitting there, like, watching you watch it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I get into that shit. I watch some shit. I'm like, hey, this is cool. But then, dude,
then you look over and they're looking at you and you're like, get the fuck out of here.
Fucking 5 seconds into any of those videos, the first thing that pops in my mind is like, I just hear this voice in the back of my head go like this, Goni 2012. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's the fucking point of this? Why is this doing it? Who made this? Why'd he fucking make this? Why'd they upload it? Is he got fucking editors? Was it that side uploaded?
I mean, you know? It worked like when TikTok came out, right? Like, and Facebook and all this shit. But people just get, you know, people are smarter now. They know what the fuck is going on.
It is wild, dude.
They're gonna have to change the tactic.
I'm glad I didn't fall for it because I'm a fucking lazy piece of shit, dude.
Yeah, I'm just like, nah.
Oh, Coney 2012.
Yeah, because I that like, happened back in the Dizzy.
Yeah, fuck that.
That shit, and somebody so I was with, they were like, yeah, bottom. It's for good. And well, I was good, like, cause. I'm a lazy piece of shit.
I was too poor anyways, out, dude. And I was like, fuck, I'm saving up for a skateboard, bitch.
There. Yeah, well, I remember at least going out for the people trying to like go out for the thing, you know? So I was like, oh, people are going to be outside, right?
I don't get that either.
I don't think anybody did, whatever. And like the funny part about this shit too is I remember it from like a school presentation that kids came. It was the thing called Invisible Children. And they were showing this some shit how they
nobody ever saw.
Wasn't them. A lot of that money going to like fund a warlord or some shit?
Well, they said that they kind of made it up on a bunch of against a bunch of warlords that weren't there anymore. And what they originally did is they just went there and kind of followed around a handful of kids and shit, and then they just like peaced out.
Yeah.
And they basically came around and were like, "Yo, all this shit's happening. You need help and all this kind of shit." Mm-hmm. And the other two dropped off.
You're
and
just basically the one paying kid, salaries, right?
Oh yeah, because that's the especially for those kind of things when you get to those things where they're like quote unquote nonprofits. It's like yes. Yeah, you check into that. A lot of people usually are taking wages on that, but it was weird because then it transitioned into that shit, you know, and it became like Coney 2012 where he's yeah. like, my son was asking me about it, so I had to, like, go in there or whatever. Literally pretty much, I guess, seen where it was, took the idea, manipulated it, kind of made this whole thing. Even, it's just crazy that everybody got into it, even to, like,
well, did wasn't there, like,
Obama
a,
and shit?
Not a conspiracy, but, like, controversy with the Tom's shoes?
Tom's was one too because there was another one that was like I know a little
buy a pair they give a pair
yeah
and they never gave pairs
supposedly I think that's what it was
I want to say I know that at least with Tom's there was a little company that was called like Pez's or Prez's and they made the exact same style of shoe
mm-hmm.
and what it was this little village that was making them and so this people mm-hmm. were distributing it and so they were getting 100% of the proceeds was going there and it was like supporting that was becoming like their main income. And all of a sudden, Tom slipped in, and it was, yeah, buy one. He was, like, passing them out to the people. I don't know if he ever did, but there was a company here. I don't know if they're still here. And I'll fucking – the name starts with Even, and then it ends with Evens. And it's a sandwich place, allegedly. And it's a freaking – a place that was here. And they had multiple ones, and their whole branding originally on, like, multiple years ago was you buy a sandwich, and we donate a sandwich to a homeless person, you know. Yes. And that was the thing. And they got hit on that shit. I mean, they got down to, like, four locations after having probably, like, 25. And now I think they are closed. But it was crazy because everyone was, like...
giving out so many sandwiches to
homeless
people.
Yeah, they went broke, dude, because it's hard. You can't do that shit. No, they didn't give none of them out. And everyone was like, what the fuck are you doing with the money? And they were, like, basically keeping all the money yeah. and stealing all this shit. Charging up in a Rolls Royce. And bullshit.
It's like that Ukraine, dude.
Yeah, dude, it is wild.
We're in a war right now. He has a fucking $800,000 car.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'll be listening to the freaking...
one of the Ukraine, like... government officials.
Dude, I was listening to a fucking Dave Ramsey highlight episode or whatever of like these people call in and talk about their finances and shit. And one person called in and was like, yo, my husband's kind of crazy and stuff, but he's you know, he's doing the Lord's work. He's, you know, he's a pastor and shit like that. He spent all his money on a car, spent all his money on this shit. And he's like been spending money on drugs and shit. He's been like, he's been taking a ton of drugs just to keep up with it. You know, so he's on like speed or coke or some shit.
Adderall.
Yeah, something and stuff. And they're all like, yo, he needs to not be a pastor and shit. He's literally telling people, like, yo, pastor, what's going on? He's like, yo, yeah, fucking, you want to start a business? Fucking do it. Fucking God's got your back, baby, start a business.
If you want God to hear you, you got to pray 3 times a day.
Yeah, pray to me with that pocketbook, you hear me? It's like, fucking,
if you
guys
give me
like,
the money, I'll make sure you get
how
the
much
message.
Change you got.
It's like, what you going to do? You're going to go down, you're going to see Gilbert. You're going to give him $50.
That's like the worst thing you could do, dude, is prey on like the innocent people who are like trying to find shit in their life, and you're like, oh, dude, just what do they call it? Tithing. Just put a little bit of your tithing money in here.
I think it's worse when like those the Indian people calling the old ladies.
That shit's worse. Yeah, that shit's pretty bad, dude. Because those guys will go to
hell. People in the churches, they like, you know, they're looking for something.
True.
It's really weird, the like evangelical ones that are flying in private jets. It's so fucking weird, but you know, people, I mean,
maybe it's just like shitty humans. Maybe there should just be another flood or something.
And if you, I mean, you know,
I'll build a boat.
At the end of the day, it's not, you know, at the end of the day, you can't say, you know, it's not up for you to say, But if you were to look at them and you were just to say, I would say, at least if I were to take it at face value and I'm watching somebody, I gave them a test and they're taking the test, quote unquote, and they're like,
hey. The Lord's test?
If you could say they are, and they've done everything, they're 90 years old, and they're like, you know what? I'm going to send $10 to my kids and I'm going to send $5 to the church because they need it. And mm-hmm. they send it to the pastor online on TV or whatever, and he's like, fucking puts it right in his private jet and shit like that. The pastor's the one that's got to fucking deal with that, dude. Not necessarily yeah. the lady. You know, it's like, ah, you did something you probably shouldn't have. You might say.
What are you talking about when they die and go to heaven?
If that's the way it works, you know?
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, especially with a lot of those people, you're like, fuck, man. I mean, are they happy, you know? Because it's funny when everyone.
Unless God's a fucking wise ass and he's like, dude, you're just a dumb shit, man.
Well.
You know, you were given 50% of your income to this guy?
You know what you could have used, done with that money? You could have invested in an HRA yeah. and saved up enough money for your grandkid to go, but you didn't. Roth.
Yeah.
Put it in you there. Let your child not mm-hmm. go to high school. For that reason, you're basically as bad as the devil
he's
himself.
Like Shark Tank. For that reason,
yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah.
No, but then you'd be like, but then you'd be like, yeah, wait, but wait, the wait, pastor's wait, no. going to fucking hell, right? And he's like, no, I sent the pastor down to do that stuff to teach yeah. you guys a lesson.
You're
he's coming right
fool.
Up here. I got
he
a,
tricked you. And you
I got him a private
it.
Jet up here.
Yeah. He actually bought himself a ticket with your money straight to heaven.
He's like, I actually owe him money. It's like all of a sudden goes,
I know.
Hey.
It's that crazy looking guy.
Well, that's the, you never know, dude. But
it you know, Tyler Perry gave me a really good deal on this jet.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
No, no.
It's that one pastor, dude. He's fucking nuts, dude.
Oh, the one that's like
he's talking to the reporter. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And the reporter's like, and he's like, don't you say that.
That's what made me think of it. It's
fucking
like those guys.
Wild, dude. That guy's nuts.
Because, yeah, that is crazy, dude. Because, you know, that's up for them, dude. That's up for them at the end of the day.
I don't.
Is, well, that's what the thing of being like happy and shit is when I'd seen people talk about there was a lot of posts, too, that you'll see on X or Twitter or whatever. People are like, these are the fundamental keys you need to be in living, like, the ultimate lifestyle and shit. You know, they see it's, like, some, like, dude, he's just sitting in a
steroids.
Pool, and he's, like, smoking a cigar or whatever, and he's just, like, sitting there and just in a pool staring at it and shit. And I'm like, I mean, that would be cool, I guess, but I'm like, honestly, dude, that's, like, it's funny when you're seeing all these ideas, we're like, dude, I got this fucking car, dude, and I got this, and some mm-hmm. of them, like, cool, you know, I'm like cool and all, but like it's just so weird because I notice now, especially with a lot of the people, when they're like, this is you want wealth, you want fucking power, mm-hmm. and then when they're showing the versions of what they think, I'm like, I mean,
yeah,
maybe what you call it, I think might be different, but so I'm like, fuck, dude, I could see that because I would say yes, I would, but I'm like, what you call wealth, I think maybe is different. Of course, like fat stacks, of course, dude. Everyone will be happy and shit. But, you know, that lady might be more happy fucking throwing out that $5 bill to them preacher than he's over there begging and shit, you know? He's like, please. This is Tyler Perry's jet. Don't pay for itself.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, that guy is fucking psychotic, dude. His, like, yeah. videos of him, dude. He's like, sick. Have you seen the COVID one? The one guy, dude, I love him. Yeah. Yuri Wong, dude. I'm shouting out Yuri Wong. He makes badass songs. But he made a remix of the one that's like, you know, I'm a dude, playing a dude, described as another dude. Mm-hmm. But he does one of the guy where he's like, COVID, I expel you. He's like, we blow you away. And they're like, whew. And they're like trying to like expel the COVID virus, COVID-19 virus. And I was just like,
that's
this
like
is
the perfect timing
wild.
To be a pastor is the COVID mm-hmm. times.
Dude, it's the crazy. End of the world.
Mm-hmm. It's really weird, dude. And especially with people, I mean, a lot of people go to ministry school and stuff, so like, I'm going to go be a minister, and then they go, and they study it, I guess. I don't know. I know that...
How to manipulate groups of people.
Well, mm-hmm. we have people...
Hypnosis.
There's one kid, actually.
Do you think they believe it? Like, they're not actually trying to be manipulative. They actually believe that they're, like, conduit to God or some shit?
This is what I think it would be fun to have...
Eventually. You lie enough, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
We got a guy that listens to the podcast that... He used to work with us, but he ditched out or whatever. But he's a freaking return missionary in that. And it's interesting, like, in that, because they go to, like, a RM or the MTC, so the Missionary Training
Facility
like
or
College
whatever.
Or whatever the hell it is. So they send him there, dude, essentially. And imagine it's, like, not a brainwashing course, because I've asked him a little bit about it, and they just, like, oh, no, it's not like that, you know, but people will tell you about this or tell you about that and shit.
Anybody getting
That'd be
brainwashed
badass. It's like
they were getting brainwashed.
It's a fucking boot camp. They're, like, seven... Psalm 7, passage 8. And they all, like, scream at the same time. It's like, Jesus came. Jesus is nigh. Jesus is here.
Well, I think it'd be fucking crazy, dude. Fucking run up a wall. If somebody, if you see these. Their
head spins in a circle.
Kick down a door. Throw a Bible in the fucking.
Have you seen these missionaries now that, like, cruise around on their little bikes, dude?
They're all buff.
No, they're 8. They're, like, little. They're 18 years old. They look. And then kids nowadays, I swear they look like they're 14 or something. I'm like, damn, 35 this is a new like fucking young, 25,
dude.
They look so young. And then I imagine some of the questions, it's funny because they'll be like, oh, have you guys read the Book of Mormon? Like, dude, have you read the fucking Bhagavad Gita, the Quran, or anything else, dude? Like, what are you talking about? What are you asking me, dude?
I'm not going to lie, dude. Every time I pass by missionaries, I always honk and wave, dude.
You're like, get a job.
Always honk and wave, dude. Get because it's like, those are just kids away from their family, especially the ones here in Utah. They think they got it the best.
Yeah,
because they're in the fucking land of the fucking. This is the place.
Yeah, the only ones left are the diehard cutthroats, huh? So they're like, fuck, we're seasoned vets and shit. We know more than
Erica's,
you.
Erica's cousin just got a mission to China.
Oh, no shit.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Yep.
Jeez, dude.
Pretty wild.
Well, some people.
Is he
going
to be out there like bing chilling and shit?
I hope she comes back with some fucking bing chilling.
Well, in there, will they think that people have.
Wait, it's a she?
She.
Oh,
damn, that's even harder, dude.
Well, the she missionaries, dude, or the lady missionaries.
When the Lord calls on you.
Dude, every language is represented down here in the temple downtown in Salt Lake City. Most of them are lady missionaries, dude. So any language that you can write down, they have somebody over there, dude. Fucking.
I feel like the lady missionaries are.
That was the most fucking.
It's close.
Yeah.
That was close.
I can't believe I understood you, dude.
You're like,
that was my native tongue.
You're like, how did you know I've been? You've been on the Duolingo, too?
Dude, you've been on Duolingo, dude? That's fucking sick, dude.
Fucking shout out. Use Lost Minds promo code Duolingo.com.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Type it in, you owe more money.
Yeah, it's like, because like $100, shit, like 120. Dude. What the fuck?
Everybody use that code.
You try to erase it, it goes higher.
Yeah. 130? What the fuck?
Dude,
every
so
time
funny.
You swear, yeah. 140.
Everybody that uses that code, it like puts in a thing and shit. It's just like, oh, if you find, hey, Brett gave you this code, fucking, if you find his ass, we'll give you $10 card, dude. And shit, like you got people hunting your ass down, dude. You're like, oh shit, collecting on you, dude. They'll be coming in there. We skipped across the Diddy shit though, dude. Have you guys looked at the Diddy shit at all?
The Diddy shit's getting wild. Have they found him? I don't think they found him.
Did he fucking leave the country or something?
Supposedly, but I don't think he did.
But it's interesting because.
So what did he do exactly? Explain this to me because I've not, like I said, I've been gardening.
So he, in the early days, all he wanted to do is be a fucking mogul by hiring the rappers, right? So he puts the rappers on. But he got into bed with some bad people. So he started doing the Epstein thing where he blackmailed them. He'd be like, you come here, I'll give you number one on the charts. Just let me do this. With you, rape, right?
Usually, yeah, dude. Have you seen the
on
video
camera,
of
and then
freaking Justin
wait, what
Bieber
do you mean,
and shit?
Like, what do you mean, like, rape?
Like, basically like Harvey Weinstein, but of the rap industry.
Yeah.
He was like a
so, like, they agree to it. They're like,
yeah,
all right.
They
some
agree
did,
to it.
Yeah. A bunch of rappers, dude, they talked about in this
like,
one guy named Rowdy something or whatever, who's the one that's actually filing the lawsuit, he straight up says that there's him and a handful of people kept trying to have sex with him because there's a bunch of rappers that... He names like Meek allegedly, Mill. Yeah, Meek Mill, The Game,
but
a
Meek
bunch
Mill
of
Meek
like,
Mill is fancy already.
Yeah, because like he said that The Game was like his gay stripper for like a few years. That's why he had the butterfly tattoo and then he switched it to an LA one or some shit. I was like, damn, dude, this is all allegedly, but, and this is what is interesting because I think they said that he had tapes and they said that there was more tapes and depending if they did or not, but they fucking raided his house, dude. So you're like, oh shit. Yep. So that shit's getting kind of interesting, but it is weird, dude, when you got like this guy that, at least the story with P. Diddy and shit. Remember Puff Daddy changed his name for whatever reason because he get out of whatever. But he was supposedly just working as like an assistant at some place and then he left or got fired after working there like a year, some music industry thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up kind of starting his own label and then getting a bunch of people. And then he ended up getting Biggie. It was really big and stuff like that. And then kind of just
got Biggie wanted to do the same thing Puff Daddy wanted to do. So that's why he got killed.
And that's the hardest. That's the weirdest part because all these are a bunch of conspiracies.
So is that all
him.
Connected with Tupac as well?
Yeah. Well, that's the part is like, if, depending on how you believe in the conspiracy, if you think that he was behind those things, then it makes it a little easier to believe some of the other bullshit. But recently, dude, that's essentially.
You mean, wouldn't it be crazy if all of this led to Tupac's killer being a rapper who killed him because of that?
Well, supposedly.
Like if he, if
Because you know how everybody's like, we don't know why somebody would kill him. Everybody loved him.
Well, no, that's not why. Like, they had straight up beef. It was East Coast, West Coast beef, oh, right?
Was it?
Yeah. Biggie versus Tupac. Yeah. And then Tupac went to go visit Biggie one time, and then he got shot at.
Yeah. Well, and then
by
in New York by supposedly Biggie's people, but Biggie Smalls was like, dude, that guy was my friend. Why would I shoot at him?
Which is weird, though.
So then Puff Daddy was all in Biggie's ear, and then they did a song called Who Shot Ya?
Oh, yeah.
So Puff Daddy's, like, kind of the fucking mind fucker.
So who's the guy that's running this, like, conspiracy ring right now? P Daddy?
Mm-hmm. P Diddy?
Mm-hmm. And he was alive back then in the same time?
Yep.
He was known as Puff Daddy. Remember, he's in a lot of the tracks. You hear him in the background in a lot of the tracks and shit like that.
What is he saying?
Usually he's like... He's almost like DJ Khaled and shit. Like, you know, we're the best. Essentially, that's him, dude. He was like, told you how we can't
we
stop.
Take
we told you how
over.
We won't stop. That's essentially, they probably stole that shit from him, dude, essentially. At least on, I think he's in that shit where people said that DJ Khaled, dude, is a freaking in on that shit, too.
But I was, like, going in on that P. Diddy stuff, trying to, like, figure shit out. And then I came across a clip of Tupac, like, kind of... being fancy, like feminine.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen a few different little videos like that, yeah.
Where he like just barely got out of acting school. He went to Baltimore for acting school. And after he did the movie Juice is when he really went like really hard gangster. So like that broke my heart.
Well, he has a weird, interesting piercings, you know. A lot of them were interesting at the time too. Yeah. You're like, what the hell? But that's what's interesting too is with Ice Cube talked about that shit where he talks about now coming out where he's like, yo, it was like CIA funded. There's people that are like, yeah, dude, we like this shit. We want you to talk about this gangster shit. We want to talk about killing and shit. And he's like, okay, fuck yeah. And he's like, they were totally feeding us this bullshit, you know? And he's like, we're trying to like make us do that and stuff like that. And I always wonder about that too where people think that with that kind of like, hey, we're going to get a beef going and shit.
Yeah.
Because the craziest part about Tupac shit is that night before he gets a fight in the MGM Grand, and this is like 95 or some shit. Mm-hmm. They have like 25 angles of the fucking video. You can watch it and him fighting in all different angles and shit off just CC cameras that look like today's now, which is funny. It's like they haven't updated them. It's still blurry and shitty. But it's funny. Now, what, 10, was it like 4 years ago they did that? There was that Hollywood, the Vegas shooting apparently. Now there's like zero footage.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, dude. In 95, they've released every footage angle of fucking Tupac.
But they also, it's also probably just what's released.
Yeah, to the public and shit.
Yeah, to the public. I bet they had
that's
a shitload
the worst part,
of footage.
All the redacted shit, right? Yep. It's not going to come out for 70 years once we all die, baby.
Mm. Yeah, once we're all dead and nobody gives a shit anymore.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the hard part, too, a lot about the casinos, though, too, is I think that's the whole, like, thing that gives them that anonymity is, like, everything's internal, so they have their own security, they have everything, so all that kind of stuff is like, the cops probably have to go get warrants for that kind of stuff, and they probably be like, yeah, we can't, if I have certain clients in the background, and their whereabouts can't be known, so we can't outdo that, you know, and so like, I think that shit's kind
of
hard
it's
to come by.
Fucking moral of the story is we need to do what supposedly we were going to do with Area 51, right, like storm it, but we need to do it with the Vatican.
That'd be an interesting one, dude, honestly. Because the Vatican, dude, it's funny. They basically herd you around in a lot of the stuff. You're like, can I go in here? And they're like, nope. Like, that'd be interesting.
They got shit in those basements, dude. They got secrets. And
I
want to know what they are.
I want to know. I need to know.
Yep. What's in the box?
No.
What if demons are real, dude?
They definitely are.
Well, talking about Pragen, dude, there was a guy's video.
Nobody
that
said
I'd
anything
seen.
About Pragen. What the fuck?
Like,
talking about France.
Yeah, talking about in there. Well, it just reminded me of that, how, like, there was a guy showing it. He pulled up some flooring in his shit because I was like, that reminded me of Pragen. Is that, and then he opens it up and goes down in, and it was fucking like caverns that essentially led out to a barn in another area and shit. So it was tunnels from whenever it was built out into the time. And it was like old school and shit, and because they have an older house. Dude, be like that, dude. Got a fucking tunnel. Got an escape passage. Didn't even
I'm
know
surprised it. More people don't make tunnels nowadays, dude.
People do. Well, look There's at a lady our... on TikTok who's been making a tunnel. It's pretty badass.
Tunnel to where?
Fuck if I know.
Here
in
America,
just,
dude.
Like, she has a whole system set up. It's pretty dope.
I know, like, Colin Firth or whatever the dude that on YouTube, he built, he basically dug a tunnel and made a steel tunnel.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching that guy. Shit, He's making a garage now.
His shit's weird, dude. He makes weird ass shit, dude.
It's cool, dude. And he does it really good, too.
Yeah. It's
like,
kind of wild.
Quality.
Yeah, that's what she's doing, dude. She's fucking nuts. That's pretty dope.
But it is wild when you look at a lot of that stuff compared to nowadays, where people are talking about how our craftsmanship compared to old days to nowadays and stuff. And it is kind of fucking wild outside of, because it is weird. A lot of our stuff's squarey and shit, but outside of the, what is it, the Barcelona Cathedral or whatever I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it now, which I think was recently finished and shit, I'd seen it like freaking fucking 15 years ago now. But that thing, I remember seeing that. I'm like, whoa, dude, this is crazy. This is different because you're like, oh, this is a crazy form of architecture and shit. It's weird. I mean, that there's a few more buildings like that, I guess, far and few between. But there almost like none of those buildings around, especially not here, that you just look at. Like, what is that, dude? What is this?
300 years old.
There's nothing like that, dude. It's kind of weird how everybody just, especially when there's a new building, so like a courthouse and shit that comes out. Literally the fucking city, downtown city hall or whatever, the courthouse.
It's a square.
Square with like metal bars on it. It's like, be more like a fucking prison than you are, you know? Because it's like, what? It doesn't even make any sense. It's just so weird how, and then especially with architecture and stuff in the school, it's like, what are they like doing essentially? Because when you look at it's those cheaper. Old fucking badass churches, and we even with some of the badass homes that we mess around with and shit, I mean, it's a couple of years of these custom homes will be going and they're pretty badass. And you're like, okay, you can get some really cool stuff done. But like the generic ones that get pumped out, it's
they're cheaper
wild,
to make.
Dude.
They can sell them for more.
So while someone like will be like, how they'll be at a building, like especially at a just any office building, and then they'll be behind like a metal door and they're like, I'm locked. Literally, you could step to the side and kick through that fucking sheetrock.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that door's fucking heavy. The sheetrock right next to it's fucking sheetrock. Yeah, you might have to step over a wire that's running through the wall. Fuck it. What is this stuff?
Take
there
it with
16
you,
inches,
how much copper's in it?
Boom, boom. Yeah, dude. Chew it off. Fucking run out of it, dude.
Let's go. Grab it.
Use it as a whip, dude. Yeah.
Just, like, you wake up in 15 minutes.
You'll be good, baby.
Our fucking buddy, dude, I went over to their house one, and he was like, dude, the thing, and we pull it out, dude, the fucker's like this. Stuck like a
the rat.
Fucking, yeah, dude. That shit's fucking funny to me, dude. That happens fucking way more than you ever fucking
tunnel Jews, dude. Anyways, what are you gonna leave people with? Yeah, you're going in
there, dude. Smooth, I like it. What are you? What did you? What were you leaving the people with?
Oh man. Come back to me. Come back to me
it's
on that.
Gotta be late, right?
Well, we're getting into there. We are doing a Monday one, dude. We have been.
Yeah.
We've been traveling. We've bounced around. We've been doing that kind of stuff, dude. But
I know what I'm gonna leave the people back in with, there. Dude. So I saw a really quick video on TikTok, and I think it's gonna be popular. So supposedly we've been finding a lot of mummies in America.
What?
A lot of mummies.
I believe it.
A lot.
Grand Canyon?
A lot of mummies. In Ohio and all the places.
Like mummies?
Nah, dude. Not the Milky mummies. Ones. Mummies. Mummies. Wrapped in fucking shit. But I think that's going to be popular here really quick. Look into it.
Like Native American burials or some shit?
Nah. Like Egyptian shit. Egyptian writing.
I believe
in the Grand Canyon?
No. In Ohio.
Oh my God! Do you know who believes that a lot of that this is where an Egyptian was, and this is actually where?
Don't tell me this is gonna give the Mormons fucking validation, dude. Bada
bing, bada boom, baby!
God
hey,
damn
this
it,
is where
dude.
The Nephites and the Lehites or whatever the fights are. That's what they believe, dude. So like they, I remember talking about that one time with my uncle, dude, and he was like, normally he don't talk about that shit very much, and we were like reading some shit, and it was funny. I'm like, damn, look at this, dude. It says that, they got a DNA test. From the mummies, and there's 0% DNA attached to the Egyptians right now. So all the people in Egypt have zero DNA. Nobody there has any DNA attached to them. He's like, the closest ones are the Native Americans here in the United States. And he's like, I fucking knew it. And he's like, I knew that shit because they talked about that shit in my religion or whatever. I was like, what?
Yep.
And he's like, they talk about that shit. He's like, this is essentially where the second coming and all that was or whatever has to do with the church and all that.
Keep your ears
in
like, the streets,
was
folks.
In like Illinois or Ohio. I don't even know, or some place like that. That's why this kid, dude, or he's a man, dude, but the guy we work with, I did. I'll shout him out, A.A. Ron, dude. He would be a fun one to have on there. But, like, as far as the knowledge with that shit, like, I joke about it. Like, I'm like, oh, the seer stones, dude. Oh, it's a seer stone thing. What are they? He, like, fucking stuck his head in there looking at the gold tablets. He's like, no, you can, like, pull them up, dude. They have them in the vaults. The seer stones essentially look like tiger's eye of the stones, and they sit them in basically those egg dyer things, but they're set up like bifocal, and they set them up high, and you put them in there, and they reflect light through it, and it makes like a little prism you can look through. So you're like, okay, that's weird.
Can we look through them, or is it like you have to have a special like license or some shit?
Yeah,
to have
yeah
a license.
Dude, you're like,
it's like a, I think it's a forklift license.
You have to have a temple recommend. It's at a very high level. I don't know, dude. I think, well, they have a video of the people doing it, but they can, you can just pull up a picture of them.
Because you think it would be like freaking the sword in the stone kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Let everyone try it, dude.
Like, let everyone try to see who could be the next prophet.
You know, okay, cause just because Virgin Mary had a baby, you're going to let everybody try and have a fucking Jesus with her, dude? Come on, bro. You're going to soil it up, dude?
I mean, me and her fucking dirty went eyes for like 5 nights, dude.
Look at
dude,
these seer stones, all right? Keep your dirty eyes off these seer stones.
I think she was broken after Jesus,
holy
dude.
Eyes only. Whoa, whoa, geez. Okay, dude. Chill out, dude. Okay, dude.
I couldn't touch the walls.
He's like, this is me, dude. And this is the guy she tells me not to worry about, dude.
I'm trying to Google these seer like, stones, broke me, dude.
Broke me. The Mormon seer stones.
It's S-E-E-R-S, not A-R-S. Seer stones just took me to the store, Sears. I'm like, yeah, they sell them at the fuck store for $5.
$5.
Maybe $6. Maybe $9, $10.
Oh, God, it's funny. It's so funny because they show the little things. They show bifocals. But then scroll down just a handful of pictures, and then there's like a little 3D image of someone's like where they put the words across it, and it too shall come pass. Yeah. It's like, all right, now we're
quack, quack,
like,
quack, 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 quack,
what do they call that? That's the one part I find funny that they find with gods and a lot of mythologies and all kinds of stuff. Or usually with all this is the god of the gaps. So if they can't fill it in, it's usually something miraculous or something crazy. Or there's usually for the gaps, it's usually something way bigger than it is instead of what it is, Occam's razor, which is
Occam's razor.
Yeah, it's usually
Briggs, like, it was close enough.
Thinner it is. Yeah, you know,
Arkham Knights.
You know what the people you got to Google anything.
What are you leaving
say
the people
anyways
with? Seer stones?
I'm going to give them some seer stones.
Geodes? Bricks?
Dude, what should I send them off with, dude? It would probably be a bad one because it's
how to build a chicken coop.
It'll be bad for it to do, but it's interesting because we're like talking about the architecture and all that kind of shit. But look at Caucasia, Tartaria, all them old ass bullshit things, dude. Don't look at the mud flood shit, but it is interesting, dude, when you're looking at certain things.
Chicago Fire.
Dude, it's crazy. Certain things that get built in like a couple years, dude. It's like, look at what takes us 15 years to build, dude. And then they have like certain things get built in a year, whole cities, dude. I'm just saying, that shit's. It's wild when you look at certain things, dude. And then stuff where, like, Tesla goes and makes a whole factory, and he's been there for, what, so many years? 5, 6 years, makes all of his stuff there. Literally, like, the year after the fucker burns down or some shit, it's like, okay, dude. Everywhere, dude, the fire, 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 fire. That shit's wild, dude. But I just think that shit's kind of interesting, dude.
What do you got, Adi?
Yeah, took that shit.
Well, I mean, okay, so I'm going to start saying something. As soon as I get to, like, the
Gears
part
of War?
You just cut me off.
Gears of War? Just kidding, order.
Gears of War.
Fallout.
There you go. Yeah, sorry, dude.
I'm going to recommend the show Fallout. I binged it in like a day.
Those don't episodes are like an hour and a half long.
I know, there's 24 loud. Hours. There's only 8 episodes.
Jeez, man.
I thought it was going to be more seasons, but there's only 1 season, 8 episodes. It's pretty good if you're a Fallout fan. Get into that shit. I can't really cover anything else. These two boys covered all the juicy bits.
I've
never
like
played
Quagmire.
Fallout. My brother loves it, but like I just watched it and I love it, dude. It's sick. I watched the first 2 episodes.
Yeah, it was good.
It's a good show.
And
my boy Johnny Pemberton's on it.
What I was gonna say, who's that?
He's the mean dude that becomes the second squire after he
Maximus?
Titus. You know Titus?
Yeah.
How he like gets his suit and he needs a new squire. He doesn't need one, but they send him one anyway.
Yeah.
Are you spoiler-ing?
That's him?
Yeah, that's Johnny Pemberton.
Really?
He's a comedian, yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
See, that is kind of fun when
of course
you get
not,
people
dude.
Getting in there.
I'm uneducated. So educate yourselves with Duolingo. Use your
promo code LostMinds. You'll pay a little more, but you know what?
It's worth it. Mm-hmm.
They can also buy our merch off fucking Amazon or buy some coffee through the coffee brand Coffee Link. So there's that, too.
Let's get it.
Because, you know, you can be doing all that good shit. But maybe, dude, if you guys are lucky, freaking we'll see a spine through your window, dude. It's just like creeping in there, dude. And then.
Don't call the police.
Yeah, we'll hand you some free merch, dude.
We all hate taxes. So sponsor us. And you can. I don't know if you could use it as a tax write-off. I don't know how that shit works. Yeah. But come on now.
I don't know if this works, too. Don't but do it. If you're listening to this part right now, just know that here in about, I don't know, so many hours when you finally fall asleep, we were getting to be in your dreams, so
yeah, yeah,
you have that to look forward
viewing,
to.
So
yeah,
I'm like a 7 foot tall Viking man with veiny muscles.
Yeah,
I'm essentially a giant translucent cloud that just fucking zips in between and moves in between all space and time
and crap
engulfs you and shit, dude. Yeah, no, you're like a whole transistor. It's like. I'm all a transmission of Golden Kielass, but thank you again for listening and fucking...
Have a great fucking rest of your week.
Peace out.